factual accounts of the unusual, the mysterious, the macabre, the unexplainable. Strange phenomena that defy earthly explanation. A look into the files of the unknown in one moment. They came from St. Martin's Land. A normal little boy and girl, except they were green. Two green children. It was the 12th century in England, and workers in the field first noticed them by the wolf pits. In addition to their unusual color, they wore strange clothes and couldn't speak. They refused all food put before them until offered a simple fare of beans. They tore the plants apart, looking for the beans in the stalks instead of the pods, and were quite pleased with their meal. The boy soon died, but the girl lived, and given a more varied diet, lost her green coloration. She learned to speak English, and it was then that she revealed her origin. She called her home St. Martin's Land. St. Martin's was quite unlike medieval England. It was a strange, never-never land of constant twilight, without a sun, but without complete darkness either. Her people could see another land of light, but were separated by a wide river, and apparently knew nothing of building boats. But where in the world is St. Martin's Land? As obscure as the Land of Oz, St. Martin's Land. You won't find this twilight world on any map. Something like the old Ox Road in the song. But if we all keep looking hard enough, perhaps one day we'll find the root in the files of the unknown.